Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's Procol Harum bringing us back, Whiter Shade of Pale. Welcome back to the show, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, my new one, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. Bill is the chief economist for the NFIB, National Federation of Independent Business. I've been telling you about them since the beginning, since 1997, I was telling you about those guys. And Bill is their economist. He's actually our economist, folks. He is small businesses economist and one of the best in the world. Bill, thanks again for being here. We're talking about your index, your Small Business Optimism Index, 10 elements. We're now going to break some of those elements down. Hiring is still strong, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, one out of five firms out there say that they plan on creating jobs. That is, when they get through with whatever they're doing, hiring and firing, because sometimes we do both, the net number of people working for them will go up. So new jobs will be created. That's really good.
Let me stop you for a second there. So I think it's very important to point out the words you used. They plan on creating new jobs. But
right.
There's another element to that. We also need to ask them, but do you expect to be able to find somebody to fill those positions? That's a different story,
right.
Isn't it?
Yeah, well, that is the problem. The percent who said that finding qualified workers is their number one business problem hit, you know, a 46-year record high. 27% said, that's my number one business problem. You know, forget about taxes and regulations.
Healthcare.
And sales. I mean, that's my problem.
Yep.
If I could solve that problem, I could hire even more people if I could find them.
And the truth is, Bill, that's one of the headwinds for the economy, isn't it, right now?
It is, you know, especially in some industries like construction. You can't find workers, so you can't build houses.
Yep.
And that's been a problem for some time now. So if you look at by industry, look at the construction or manufacturing, that's where the job openings numbers, you know, get up into the 80s. I mean, they just can't find the people they need to make the stuff that people want to buy from them. And that's unfortunate. So, yeah, supply side issues, particularly labor, you know, is holding us back, if you will. And that's a good position to be in a way, but you know, we shouldn't attribute the slowdown to a weakness in demand. It's rather weakness in our ability to supply and meet the demand that's out there.
Mm-hmm. And what do they tell you about how they're paying their people?
Oh, well, you know, they keep paying more, so that's always a good number.
Compensation's up.
Yeah, compensation remains very strong. I think it might have dropped a point or two. I can't remember exactly. But, you know, we've got, you know, in the 30% saying we raised worker compensation, and that's raised it from where it was. So, mm-hmm. I mean, we're still on an upward thrust here. And if you look at the government numbers on compensation in the last jobs report, you know, we had strong numbers and improving numbers. So,
and see, this is an argument. This is an argument against minimum wage. This is an argument against the government getting involved, because these increases, record increases in paying people, this is partially because we're number one, trying to keep our existing people, and number two, we're trying to attract good people. And when the economy's strong, when unemployment is low, people make more money. It's called a rising tide lifts all boats, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, the percentage of our owners who report that they actually reduced employment is historically very low. That is, everybody's hanging on to what they've got. If the workers at all good, you know, they're going to keep them.
Right.
So,
right.
Because if you lose them, you know, you won't be able to find a replacement.
What about investing in the future?
Yeah. Well, you know, again, capital spending plans looked good, and of course, actual capital outlays were very, very good. So that's important because that raises worker productivity. That was the problem we had during the Obama administration. Our small firms were investing at historically low rates. Never seen anything quite that bad for so long. So that means we weren't helping our workers by getting better capital. Mm-hmm. And consequently, you looked at the productivity numbers, they were terrible. Now, you know, over the last 2 years, the productivity numbers have really picked up nicely. Well, maybe that's because small businesses also started spending a lot of money on capital and equipment, and that improved worker productivity and supports higher pay. It's a good
deal. In your career, have you ever seen a more dramatic display of the difference between poor-mouthing an economy and being exuberant about an economy? I've never seen animal spirits being released demonstrate the kind of performance that we've gotten in the last 3 years compared to the previous lost decade. Have you ever seen anything starkly different?
Right. No, it was stunning. The shift was stunning. It happened almost instantly once we knew the management team was going to change. Everybody saw a better future, and they put their money where their hopes were and created it, and we got it. You know, there we are.
And so, which brings me to this point, Bill. In what universe does that create a desire for socialism?
Yeah. Well,
please help me with this, Bill. I'm sincere. I don't know how to process that.
Yeah, it's very hard to figure. You know, the people who are supporting that are clearly disconnected from the realities of economies and what and incentives and how much they matter. And
but they're also talking about things that people aren't experiencing. They're talking about inequities and harm and anger that's not out there right now.
Yeah, well, you can always find people who think that they're getting the short end of the stick and they deserve more, and those are the people that they're appealing to.
I don't think they're the people who are working and getting pay raises. Hey, Bill, hold on to that thought. NFIB.com, smallbus.org is Bill's website, and we're going to be right back. I'm going to ask Bill about the Fed. Are they helping us or hurting us?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.